what you need to know with Joe.
Oh, there's been a few people in your business manhandled lately, Joe. Tell us about it.
That's spot on, Marto. We'll get to that in just a second, but we'll start with some breaking news out of the US first. Now, it comes from Minneapolis. Prosecutors there have just announced that they will be charging a number of police officers involved in the death of George Floyd. So obviously we had that main officer charged earlier this week. He was the one that was spotted kneeling on George Floyd's neck. His charges have just been upgraded from third-degree murder to second-degree murder, which is obviously a little bit more serious. And the three officers that were spotted standing nearby, they've been charged with aiding and abetting second-degree murder. Cool. So, look, it's unclear what impact it may have on the protests. It's obviously what they started over, but obviously it's spread to a bigger issue now as well.
God.
Jesus.
So, look, fingers crossed it does ease some of the tension, but I do feel
that...
won't
do anything to release any of the pressure.
Yeah, I think, unfortunately, it's spread to bigger issues now, and so it's, you know, like maybe a little bit too
London
late.
It's over in London and Paris. What are they protesting about?
Spot on. And
nothing
that's
to
where,
do with you blokes.
That's right, and that's where we'll head to now, Marto. And some worrying attacks on the media, particularly in London. So, Sophie Walsh from Nine News was crossing last night when this happened.
But it descended into... Sorry.
Sophie, you
okay?
Sorry. Sophie?
Yeah, I just had someone come up and try and... Yeah.
You okay, Soph?
Sorry.
It's all right, Sophie.
Yeah, a man just came up and grabbed me.
Apologising. Tell me a bit more about that. What happened? The guy had a screwdriver or something?
Correct. And look, there's some suggestions he yelled out some certain things that are related to a religion as well. But he was arrested nearby. It's unclear if he's actually linked to this protest in particular, but obviously fairly worrying when you're covering this sort of event. I guess in another worrying turn, this has just happened in the last couple of minutes. Ben Avery was at the same protest and he was basically stormed by a group. This is how it unfolded.
Media. Guys, there's actually a bit of a clash with us here at the moment. Okay, guys, so what's happened? We've been trying to walk away from the danger here, but it's been following us.
Goodness me, I mean, this just goes to show.
News! On the news today!
Ben's dropped his microphone.
Knees up!
So they were literally chased down the street for a long time, him and his cameraman, and yeah, people took swings at them and all sorts.
Did he drop his mic, did he?
Someone stole it.
Yeah, carry in the tackle.
Yeah. Well, someone ran up from behind and grabbed it off him, and then, yeah, a couple of people took swings at them and all sorts. So,
Any of them say Carl's fat? Like, atrocities like that?
No, nothing quite like that. But, you know, look, these guys, they're just trying to cover the story at the end of the day, so it's pretty concerning when you see situations like this unfold. But look, staying overseas and in the UK, a development in the disappearance of Madeleine McCann, a name we probably haven't heard in quite some time, but the young girl that went missing in Portugal.
How long ago was that?
13 years, Marto.
She was the one her parents went downstairs in the hotel she went missing in the room.
That's right. So Scotland Yard has just announced they've actually got a suspect that they're interviewing right now, a 43-year-old German prisoner who is said to have been in Portugal at the time, driving around in a pretty seedy-looking van. He's sort of being interviewed right now by Scotland Yard. So, quite a big development
13
in that case.
Years. Those Portuguese police are right onto it, aren't they?
What a morning.
I'm not paying my speeding fine over there.
What you need to know with Joseph Ogilvie from the newsroom. Thanks, mate.
Cheers, guys.